Our Homes, Our Families, Expecting Twins, Finding Miracles, by Cheryl Lepating-Latore. We thought everything in our lives would go smoothly, but things soon became complicated, and I was terrified of what else could go wrong. One night as I was watching the news, something caught my attention. I recognized the reporter as a college classmate. She had achieved her dream of being a newscaster. "What about me?" I asked myself. "What have I achieved?" I looked at the baby asleep in my arms and thought about the events of the past 3 years. I had always thought I would have a career, but when my husband Charles and I had our first daughter, Chevy, my priorities changed. I quit my job to care for her. We had faith in Jesus Christ that as long as we paid our tithing and obeyed the commandments, everything would be okay. Things were going smoothly until one day Charles was laid off from his job. We had faith we would be all right, but we knew we needed to act. We decided I should get a job too, so Charles and I started hunting. After a few weeks, I was hired at a call center. I hated leaving my 9-month-old with a babysitter every day, but it was our best solution. Just a month into my job, I found out I was expecting. Fortunately, Charles soon found a job. It didn't pay much, but it would help. For a while, we felt relieved. My pregnancy became very difficult, and I had to quit my job. At my monthly checkup, we were shocked to discover I was having twins. Charles and I were scared, but we trusted Heavenly Father. About 3.5 months into my pregnancy, I woke up bleeding. I thought I was having a miscarriage, so I went to the hospital. The babies were okay, but the doctor put me on bed rest for the rest of the pregnancy. Things were becoming so complicated. The hospital bills left our bank account empty, and Charles's meager income was not enough to provide for our needs. I felt worthless. I could not help earn income or take care of Chevy. I sometimes forgot that I was carrying two special spirit children. I pleaded every day and night with my Heavenly Father for relief. I was terrified of what else could go wrong. But one thought kept returning to my mind. Heavenly Father lives, and He knows our needs. Charles was struggling too, but he stayed strong. He assisted me and cared for Chevy on top of his job. His priesthood blessings comforted me, and his love strengthened me. We were scared, but we faced this new test together. I did my best to accept the situation. Instead of moping around, I read the scriptures, church magazines, and good books. I sang hymns too. How Firm a Foundation, in particular, made a huge difference. I came closer to my Savior. I realized how much I did have to be thankful for despite our circumstances. As days went by, we felt God's hand work in our lives. Big and little miracles popped up everywhere. Our families and friends paid for some of our expenses. I felt their love and concern for our family. The Relief Society presidency assigned one or two sisters to visit me each day. They brought groceries, cooked and cleaned, took care of Chevy, shared spiritual thoughts, and cheered me up. They prayed for my recovery and the continued safety of the twins. We never went hungry. These sisters didn't know how much their service helped me carry my burden. When the time came, Heavenly Father made my delivery very easy, and both girls were healthy. Years have passed since that challenging time in our lives, but there hasn't been a day when we haven't felt God's love. Our financial situation is much better now, and our children are growing up to be smart and talented. We are stronger and better prepared for future challenges because we know that Heavenly Father blesses His children in His own time and will never leave them helpless or comfortless. Life is not an easy journey, but God will always be with us and guide us. The author lives in the Philippines. Sidebar: Purposeful Challenges. I do not know why we have the many trials that we have, but it is my personal feeling that the reward is so great, so eternal and everlasting, so joyful and beyond our understanding that in that day of reward, we may feel to say to our merciful, loving Father, "Was that all that was required? What will it matter, dear sisters, what we have suffered here, if in the end, those trials are the very things which qualify us for eternal life?" Linda S. Reeves, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, Worthy of Our Promised Blessings, Ensign, November 2015, page 11. End of the article, Expecting Twins, Finding Miracles, read by Natalie Moore.